Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Law and Disorder by Heather Graham, a Harlequin intrigue novel, performed by Saskia Marleveld. Chapter 1. Dakota Cameron was stunned to turn and find a gun in her face. It was held by a tall, broad-shouldered man in a hoodie and a mask. The full-face rubber mask, like the Halloween Tricky Dicky masks of Richard Nixon, was familiar. It was a mask to denote a historic criminal, she thought. But which one? The most ridiculous thing was that she almost giggled. She couldn't help but think back to when they were kids, all of them here, playing, imagining themselves notorious criminals. It had been the coolest thing in the world when her dad had inherited the old Crystal Manor on Crystal Island, off the Rickenbacker Causeway, between Miami and South Beach. Despite the violence that was part of the estate's history, or maybe because of it. She and her friends had been young, in grammar school at the time, and they'd loved the estate and all the rumors that had gone with it. They hadn't played cops and robbers. They had played cops and gangsters, calling each other G-Man or Lefty, or some other such silly name. Because her father was strict and there was no way crime would ever be glorified here, even if the place had once belonged to Anthony Green, one of the biggest mobsters to hit the Causeway Islands in the late 1940s and early 1950s. Crime of any kind was seen as very, very bad. When the kids played games here, the coppers and the G-men always won. Because of those old games, when Cody turned to find the gun in her face, she felt a smile twitching at her lips. But then the large man holding the gun fired over her head, and the sign that bore the name Crystal Manor exploded into a million bits.